Support for WMFE comes from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's worldwide campus, where highly ranked online degree programs offer the flexibility to learn what students want from wherever they are. More at erau.edu/worldwide.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now. It's called a silent concert, but it's really only silent if you're not attending it. And no, I'm not getting philosophical on you. I'm describing a mind travel experience. Here's what happens. Pianist Murray Hittery plays music out in nature, like on a beach or in a park, in this case, Lake Eola Park, and the audience hears the music through headphones. Hittery, creator and composer of Mind Travel, calls it an immersive and personal experience that brings music and nature together in community.
So we get to have the expansiveness of being out in nature, being proximate to the ocean, to sunsets, to just the beauty and the healing power of nature, and then have the music with us very intimately. It also gives people the freedom to experience it however they want. When you come to a mind travel, you'd see folks lying down, walking around. You'd see folks with their feet in the water, you know, in reflection. It's very family friendly. Kids with the headphones on can run around the grass or run around the beach, and the music becomes in many ways a soundtrack to their imagination. So mind travel really is about transporting people to a place of wonder, a place of connection with nature and bringing people together.
This is such a fascinating concept. How did you come up with it?
In many ways, Nicole, it's been a lifetime in the making. I played since I was a small child, was a music major, studying classical music and composition. Then I found meditation as a teenager. And over time, those two worlds came together, Western classical music and Eastern mindfulness. And sitting at the piano soon became my own practice, in many ways, my own form of meditation. It allowed me to connect more deeply to my own emotions, my own healing, and also to everything around me. And so that kind of music as ritual soon became something that I wanted to share with the world. In particular, it was when I went through a very intense grief of the death of my sister. And I turned to music, and that provided a really powerful pathway to moving forward.
Do you have any stories that you've been told or experiences that they have shared with you? Do you have any that stand out to you?
There's so many, because it's not just folks coming to me personally or writing in, but at the end of each concert, we actually open the microphone up to all the participants, to the community. And folks come up and they share what's on their mind, what's on their heart. And it's everything from a small child coming up, and they share such profound wisdom and such maturity, such earnestness. I can remember a small child saying how much they love the music and how peaceful they feel in their everyday. They feel judged, anxious, and, you know, it's hard for us to get in the mind, in the life, in the day-to-day of a child. But they go through so much as well. And so to hear that child have such a peaceful experience and to find that state in the music is just so rewarding. I remember one time somebody came up and they were there with three generations of their family, and they heard their life story in the music, years and decades of their life experienced through the music.
Wow.
And actually, we've had many proposals happen at the piano at the end of the concert. Where somebody will get down on one knee. It's just so heartwarming to see the full panoply of the human experience right there in the music.
Why is this important to you as a person? Why do you continue to do this?
You know, for me, I've been through many chapters of my life. There was a chapter as an entrepreneur building technology companies, which was a wonderful chapter in my 20s and early 30s. But then, you know, moving through that intense grief over my sister and really using music as a healing pathway really opened me up to a personal expression that was about being of service to others. And that opened up a sense of fulfillment that I really hadn't experienced before. And so for me, this is about my fullest expression, you know, for all of us, the ability to express ourselves fully and to see the reactions from others and how it impacts so many people. It's really a life that I couldn't have imagined. You know, the music didn't just help me heal over that intense grief of my sister, but it allows me to actually bring her with me on my journey. I imagine her with me at every concert. She was a wonderful dancer. And I kind of imagine every time I sit down and play that first note, I imagine her at the other end of the piano and smiling and kind of dancing to the music.
Now, as for the music itself, is it improvisational? Does it come from the moment, or is this music that you have previously done, or is it a mix of the two? And how would you describe, how would you put into words your music?
So each mind travel is unique. The music is continuous from first note to last note, which can be, you know, 75, 80 minutes plus in length without interruption. So that's the first aspect that is a little different than a typical concert where a musician will stop and start with each memorized piece. Here, the music is continuous and it's extemporaneous. It is an improvisation. I like to call it a real-time composition, because really it is about kind of listening to where the musical river wants to go. And it's about taking in everything around me. I can remember a time playing in Central Park in New York, and there were some storm clouds coming in, and I got to animate that through the music. So that allows me the freedom to do that if I'm improvising. And it also becomes this wonderful exercise of deep listening, not just to everything around us, but to everything within. And really, ultimately, it's about turning everything around us and within us into music. I see everything as music. Everything is moving. Everything has its own rhythm. And so each one, yes, is different. And that's because each time we're at whatever location, you know, the breeze is different, the clouds are different, the light is different. And each of us are different, aren't we?
Is there a palpable feeling of juxtaposition when you are providing one of these mind travel experiences and then people are near you without headphones, so they are having completely different experiences? Can you tell me about, I suppose, the boundary between the two? Do you experience that?
Absolutely, because purposefully we don't fence off an area where we're doing a concert. So there are, of course, the people who, you know, have reserved and, you know, got their tickets, and they come and they get their headphones and they have a very intentional experience. Once they put those headphones on, they're in another realm. They're in this very personal, very internal experience. At the same time, they look around, see so many other people with the headphones on, right? There could be hundreds and hundreds of folks, right, at any given event. And you kind of get that there's this unique personal experience that we're each having, and everyone's having that at the same time in togetherness. It's quite a remarkable discovery. And then, right, as you mentioned, there's folks just kind of walking through. And it's so fascinating to witness that, because some people will just walk right by without even noticing what's happening. This strange scene of a pianist playing without any sound coming out of the instrument and everything being in the headphones, and hundreds of people in headphones. But then you have other people that do notice it, and then they have an openness, a curiosity. They'll ask someone what's going on. And so many times, one of the attendees, one of the participants at a mind travel will actually take their headphones off and hand it to them. This just happened the other night where somebody was walking by. They asked what was going on. And an attendee just said, "Here, listen." And the person was so moved by it that she stayed the rest of the concert. They got another pair of headphones from our check-in table. And she came up to the microphone afterwards and just said that she couldn't believe what she had stumbled into and how impactful it was for her at a perfect time in her life when she needed to hear that.
That was pianist Murray Hittery, creator, composer, and performer of Mind Travel Music. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.